listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
About dignity, about justice, about a sense of belonging and place for everyone, regardless of who you are. I'm Ben Weidman, and I'm about to end my second year as campus pastor for an organization called Third Way Collective that started in the fall of 2014. And we focus on specifically the intersection of peace, justice, and faith, and trying to bridge the gap between groups of faith and groups focusing on justice issues and creating spaces for those things to happen together. I'm new to the Penn State community. I arrived to take this job and grew up in Canada, went to college in Virginia, grad school in California, and now I'm here. I mean, I think a huge part of my sense of my spiritual identity is tied into the tradition that I'm a part of. I am currently an ordained Mennonite minister, but that faith tradition has been in my storyline for centuries, really. My long ago relative rode his horse from Pennsylvania to Southern Ontario and became the first ordained Mennonite minister in Canada 200 years ago. And the church that I grew up at, Weidman Mennonite Church, is named in his honor. So coming now to Pennsylvania as an ordained Mennonite minister, it's sort of a strangely circular journey then, coming back to a place of my religious origin, family of origin. And there have been a few moments in my life, especially when I was going through seminary, where I took a look at other faith traditions and thought pretty hard about what it would mean to be a part of them. And it was actually my wife who said, you can trick yourself into thinking that might work, but I know who you are. You are deeply ingrained in the Mennonite world, whether you like it or not. It's in your DNA. She did not grow up Mennonite, and I think that voice of wisdom from an outsider was probably helpful in continuing to shape who I am as a person of faith. Mm. I will say that I've had a few moments of sort of spiritual crisis in my life, and one of them was going to college and being around people who were thinking outside of the box in terms of faith, spirituality, how the world works. And it was comforting to me to find really brilliant, smart thinkers in faculty positions who were also committed to their faith tradition, their faith perspectives. I think without those examples, I probably would have been done with this whole thing a long time ago. And another piece of that is that they were people who made their faith practical. I think in high school, especially, my faith was predominantly about getting into heaven, sort of getting the prize at the end of this journey of life. And those mentors in college and then grad school were people who said, you've got to shift that thinking to say your faith has to be transformative in the here and the now. We don't know enough about what comes next to know, to sort of stack up all of our hopes and dreams in that. It's got to be about changing the current context in some way, making it a practical sense of experience. I would name those moments as being pretty formative in who I am today as a minister. Part of it is from, I guess, all the way back to understanding the stories of Jesus as being the way we live out our life and the lens that we use to view the rest of Scripture. It's a very Anabaptist or Mennonite thing to sort of put that at the center. There's a Christocentric is the term that some people use for that, sort of using the person of Jesus as the lens that we understand everything else in the faith tradition. And you know, when you read those words from so long ago, very little of it is about getting into heaven. It's almost always about reaching marginalized people groups, spreading peace wherever you go, trying to offer spaces for people who are social outcasts, and raising your voice when the powers and principalities are screwing over the little people.
Right.
It becomes a very, very practical kind of faith, I guess.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.